Does this look like your watch?
Well, where's my watch then?
Have you checked the vault?
Did I give it to you?
Where's my money?
Where's the vault?
Have you checked my balance?
You have no money.
Lose a life?
And that is 2 minutes. Make some noise for them, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I might be wrong, and we'll find this out later when I do go through the recording. But I think, Dan, you actually snatched that one right at the end there. So well done, Dan. Okay, we're going to move on to a game for everyone now this time. And this is going to be a quiz, but it's not like any usual quiz. Here we have four contestants, and they have a specialist subject, and I will be the quiz host, except I don't obviously have any questions prepared, so this may go well. It may not go well, but you guys can buzz in to answer questions by saying buzz, and... Nice, yeah. In fact, let's get some unique buzzers. So, James, what sound noise do you want to make for your buzzer?
Mine's going to go buzz.
So you're going to say the word buzz. Imaginative. Mac, what are you going to say?
Mine's going to be...
So you have to make that noise lots and lots of times.
It's not that kind of podcast, mate.
Okay. Dan, what's your buzzer?
Beep boop.
Beep boop. And Grace? Meow. Oh, I like it. So we have our buzzers in place. Now, the only question is, for these guys, what is the topic? What is the specialist subject? And it can be literally anything you want. And then I'll have to make up the questions and we'll see how well this goes.
Religion.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Right. Okay. We have a suggestion on the topic to be religion.
And this is our last podcast.
And on the subject of religion, here we go. What is the name of the Son of God? Oh, Mac?
The Son of God is, in fact, called Son of God.
Oh, I see anyone else can throw in an answer there.
Buzz.
Buzz?
I believe it's Jesus.
Correct, James. Okay, next question. Name three religions.
Meow.
Meow, Grace.
Buddhism, Christianity, Judaism.
Yes, that is three. Okay. The next question is this. In Judaism, what is seen as the holy day?
Buzz.
I'm going to give that to you, James.
Every day that ends with a Y.
Ooh. Meow. Grace, you come in.
It's a Saturday.
Yes. Grace here from Israel answered that quite well. Okay. What are the three rules of Buddhism? Yes.
Go to the gym, drink shakes, get swole.
I believe that might be right. We apologise to any Buddhists out there who may be listening to this improvised podcast. But moving on. Oh, we've reached 1 minute. I've started, so I've finished. So, what is the one true religion?
Beep boop. Scientology.
There we go! And that final question was, of course, worth 15 points. So you won that round, Dan. We will move on to our next round, of which there are three. Can I have a suggestion for another topic?
Geography.
Geography. Right, okay. So on the subject of geography, get ready on your buzzers. Here we go. How do you spell Cambodia?
Beep boop.
Beep boop.
Cambodia.
I'll accept. Okay, moving on. Next question. Name one country that is both in Europe and Asia. Yes.
Turkey.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'll accept it. I might be wrong. another correct answer may have been Georgia. Okay. Next question. Name the 50 United States. Yes, go.
Rhode Island, New Jersey, New Delhi.
New Delhi?
No! Incorrect answer. We will move on to the next question. Okay. What is the coldest place on the earth?
Buzz.
Yes.
This room.
Yes. Excellent. Next question. Name three states in Canada.
Beep boop.
Beep boop.
Ontario. Sure. British Columbia.
Yes. And that is a correct answer there. Yes. Moving on. Oh, we have reached the end of the round, but I have started, so I will finish. And the final question of the geography round is... Where should I go on my holidays?
Meow.
Yes.
Hawaii.
Yeah, sounds a good choice. Okay, we will now move on to the final round of the quiz. Can I have a suggestion for one final mystery topic?
Physical education.
Physical education. Okay. Right. We will have 1 minute on... Yeah, it's we're at school level PE. So the final subject is PE, and here we go. What do you do when all of the teachers are looking at you in the shower? Yes, that is the correct answer. Okay, moving on to the next question. What is the best method for climbing a rope?
Buzz.
Yes.
Climb it.
Yes, absolutely. Moving on. What is the name of the sport which involves athletes of male or female genders or anything else in between to... to grapple with each other in a squared circle?
Beep boop.
Yes.
Javelin.
Close enough, but I will say it to any other answers. Yes.
Wrestling.
I will accept. Okay, moving on to the next question. Name 7 English football players. Yes.
Ronaldinho.
Right. Okay. Oh, and we have now reached the last question. I have started, so I will finish. Who invented the game known as football or soccer?
Well,
yes.
Victoria Beckham.
Yes, and that again was another 15-point question. So Grace, you won that round. But as clearly this has all ended up in a tie, we will have a sudden death final question. This final question will be on what subject, please, audience?
Poop.
You just go down the hall and you'll find the bathroom. Yes, what is the final topic?
Maths.
Absolutely.
Are you going to explain the rules?
Okay, so here is the final question on the subject of maths. What is X plus Y?
Bibu.
Yes.
8.
No. What is X plus Y?
Boost.
What?
Buzz.
Booze.
Broken.
Booze.
Broken.
Buzz.
Go on.
Zed.
No. What is X plus Y? Grace. Closest answer will clinch it if no one has the correct answer.
Is it X plus Y?
It actually is X plus Y, so there you go. Did you know that, Mac?
Yes, I did.
Is X plus Y for those of you wondering, because X and Y have not been given any... conditions, so they are just X plus Y is X plus Y. So there you go. Yes, there we go. We will move on to... I did like the idea of it being 8, though. So simple. Okay, we will move on to a scene between Mac and Grace this time. And this will be an alphabet scene. This alphabet scene will follow the letters of the alphabet, where each line of dialogue has to begin with the next letter of the alphabet. I do have a train of thought. Okay, so can I have a suggestion of a place of work?
A chippy.
We are in a chip shop.
Thank you.
What were they called? Do they have chips in Israel?
Yeah, we call it chips, but we don't have shops for it.
Really? What do you have?
Black market.
Black market. Yeah. Okay. What do you have? Where do you get chips?
In the hummus place.
Ah, hummus. Okay. Right, cool. So.
Because we're stereotyped.
I wasn't trying to stereotype. You said you didn't have a chippy. Why was my voice so high there? Right. Don't accuse me of stereotyping. I have to show that I'm... Right, okay. So, we're in a chip shop, or the hummus place. Right, and can I have a suggestion of a letter of the alphabet?
Z.
We're going to start at the letter Z. You'll have 90 seconds to try to get back to the letter Z. Here you go.
Zebra tastes quite nice battered.
Hey, it sure does.
But it's a little bit salty.
Because it has a lot of salt in it, in the zebra. It comes out.
Don't you think that's a bit strange?
Every zebra has salt in it.
Fuck zebras.
G.
I don't approve this type of language in my chip shop.
Hell, heaven, fuck nuggets.
I really don't approve of this language.
Just relax a little bit.
Okay.
I'll try.
LOL.
My son. I just wanted to inherit my chip shop from you.
No chance of that. I'm taking it.
Oh. I did not see that coming.
Perhaps you should try wearing your glasses more often.
Oh, quick! Where are they? Oh!
Right there!
Five, four, three, two.
Ah, suck it, son!
One. Oh! They ran out of time! You're round four! Okay. So, moving on. We're going to do another game, but this time the alphabet is going to go in reverse. Do you feel up for that? Yes or no? No! James, we're going to do a reverse alphabet scene, yourself and myself. Okay. You're going to bring up the alphabet. Right, love it. Okay. Can I have a suggestion? Nice. Of some... What? Okay, finish this sentence. Rumour has it that... The audience are just staring at me. Finish the sentence. Rumour has it that...
Rumours don't exist.
That rumours don't exist. Okay, so our scene is going to be based around the idea that rumour has it that rumours don't exist. Can I have a suggestion of a letter of the alphabet?
P.
So we'll start at the letter P, and we will go backwards and try and get back to letter P. Here we go. Psst! Did you hear that there's a rumour that rumours don't exist?
Oscar, what are you talking about?
Neville, I just said that rumours don't actually exist.
Mother couldn't have told you that. She told me first.
Listen, Mother always preferred me to you.
Okay. Kings and queens have preferred me, not you.
Just a minute. Kings and queens, didn't you hear that they had rumours as well?
I haven't heard any rumours about these rumours.
Hello, it's all over the interweb.
Gosh, it is.
Fine day to find out that you don't know about the rumours.
Everybody knows but me.
Don't be silly, Neville. Not everyone knows.
Can you tell me someone who doesn't?
Boris.
And?
Zebedee.
You can't be serious. Zebedee knows everything.
Xena, my girlfriend, doesn't know that.
Well, she's hot.
Very hot. And also, rumour has it she's imaginary.
Understandable with your track record.
Track record? You don't have the faintest idea.
Shan't we go to the ball?
Right, let's go.
Quickly, we'll be late.
Psst, let me tell you another rumour. And we made it. 3, 2, 1. There we go. Fantastic, guys. We actually made it. Okay, let's play.
Did we skip letters? No, I don't know.
We may have skipped letters, but we can pretend we didn't. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to have a little definition battle. And we're going to do this in a couple of rounds. So, to begin with, can I have a suggestion from the audience of a made-up word?
Shimmery bong.
I beg your pardon?
Shimmery bong.
Okay, so this is a definition battle in which our contestants will now have to define the word shimmery bong. Grace, would you like to tell the good people listening at home what a shimmery bong actually is?
Sure, of course. When I was travelling in India, we had shimmery bong every day for breakfast. Basically, it's a dish, it's a traditional Indian dish where you take some peas, you take some... herbs, you know, Indian herbs as they call them, and you just stir them up and you have that for breakfast. It's very simple, but it's very nutritional. They eat it every day.
Wow, okay, so there we go. Shimmery bong. Sorry, Grace.
Yeah,
shimmery bong.
The traditional pronunciation.
But hang on a second, Dan.
Yeah, I've never.
You looked like, a bit puzzled during that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, tell us, what is a shimmery bong?
Well, shimmery bong, if you've done it, you won't fucking forget about it.
Wow.
So, a shimmy bong, technically, when you perform it, it's when you're shimmying, when you're doing it so correctly and so authoritatively, like such a perfect shimmy.
Yes.
It actually activates your tear ducts, and tears just start streaming out of your eyes. So, if you're not crying while you're shimmying, you're just shimmying, you're not shimmy bonging.
There we go. So, the question is, members of the audience, who do we believe had the correct definition of shimmy bong? Was it Grace with the Indian herbs and spices? Make some noise. Or was it Dan with his proud shimmy? Ooh, it feels like it's quite close, so we will settle this with a category battle. Can someone suggest a category?
Characters from Lord of the Rings.
The participants now have to name characters from Lord of the Rings in quick succession. When they say something that's incorrect or run out of time, or not say it in quick succession, then they'll lose. Ready, Grace, over to you. Go.
Frodo.
Sam.
Boromir.
Gandalf.
Gimli.
Isildur.
This guy. The elf.
Oh, and that is time! It's Isildur! Isildur's heir. Okay. But hang on. There are still more words in the world which are yet to be discovered. We're going to hear about another of them right now. Can I have a suggestion of another made-up word?
Flarble.
Flarble? Did I pronounce that right, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
G, actually.
Flargle. Sorry, it's my accent. Right, okay. So, Flargle. Let's hear about Flargle from you, James. Tell us about Flargle.
So Flargle has quite a disgusting definition, but I'm going to disclose it anyway. It's when you get a lot of phlegm in your sort of throat area, and then you sneeze. It's flargling.
Yeah, so it's flargling. Yeah, fairly straightforward. Yeah, no round of applause necessary there. Okay, okay. So Matt.
Oh well, of course, Flargle originally comes from the Latin root of flugel. And flugel means to baste. So essentially what it is, you're correct about the phlegm part, but you use your phlegm to baste spargel, the white vegetable, and then after you've basted it, you then roast it. You're then spargling. Flargling the spargel. Flargling the spargel.
I tell you what, it's a weird experience when you're face to face with Mac and he's going, flargling the spargling. Like, please don't hurt me. Okay, so the question is, flargling, is it a form of phlegmy gargling? No? Or was it what Max said? Matthew won. Okay, so we will have a final word. Can I have a final made up word from the audience?
Id.
Id,
yeah.
Id. Right, okay. I think id is a word, but there is an unknown definition to it. So, Dan, tell us id. Id, or however it's pronounced.
Sure. Would have been nice to get spelling on that, but obviously I don't need the spelling because I know what it is. So id is obviously from Scotland. It's a very Scottish word. Correct pronunciation is id, which is basically a very loving, affectionate term that can only be used during sex. And it means I'm about to come.
Okay, yeah. Right. There you go. Yeah. Matt, do you dispute that?
Yes, I do, actually. It's a very specific term. I understand why you got confused. But in Mongolian throat singing, the id is a specific technique of closing the throat up to make a sound. And I'll give you a demonstration. And it gets its name from the sound that's produced. So it's more like a... So that's what an id is.
There you go. So, question is it a sound made in the bedroom? Audience, make some noise. Or is it Mongolian throat singing? Okay, so you have won that one, Mac. And I think actually that was our last round of the game, of the show. So let's very quickly put it to our audience. Who do you think is the Extreme Improv podcast on this edition? Make some noise if you thought it was Grace. Ooh, okay, yeah, a respectful sound. Okay, make some noise if you felt it was Dan. I'm not sure I really participated that much. Did you think it was me?
No, you're good.
No, okay, yeah, fair enough. Okay, did you think it was Mac? Or did you think it was James?
So
Mac, congratulations, you are this episode's 60 Improv champion. So, you can hold on to that for now. Very quickly though, let's just say where people can find us. This has obviously been the Extreme Improv podcast, and you can find us on iTunes and Google Play Music, currently only in America, but it should hopefully be coming across here soon. And also on Stitcher and TuneIn and Spotify and on Facebook and all this other stuff. You can find all of our social media links at www.extremeimprov.co.uk. And I will just say there's a quick note that we have lots of live shows coming up. January 28th at the Camden Comedy Club, February 11th at the Camden Comedy Club. We'll be at the Aylesbury Waterside Theatre and doing some crazy stuff in Alaska sooner or later. But for now, Grace, do you have any social media things you want to tell people how to find you? Wow. Okay. Because your last name is Frolic, right?
It is. Yes.
That is very clever. I like what you've done there. Okay, Dan, beat that.
Yeah. If you want to see sad pictures from my life on Instagram, Dan S. Bunt.
Yeah, and of course, my name is David Pustanski, and you can look up David Pustanski by spelling Pustanski, P-U-S-T-A-N-S-K-Y. Mac.
I mean, you can add my personal Facebook account, but I'm not going to accept.
Okay. In other words, if you want to find me, don't find me. And James.
I mean, I've spoken about it a few times, so if you haven't done it yet, like, I understand. James Little Actor.
There you go, on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, like Facebook, yeah.
Okay, so this has been the Extreme Improv Podcast, and until next time, thank you very much.